Brian and Trisha, and it is the sun is coming out. It is. I was going to say the sun is coming out, but it is came out first. It's pretty. I've got to get used to doing this again. I haven't had to talk
Took
this early
week
in the
off,
morning.
It's like your whole brain went away.
Like,
it
what
was
did
crazy.
I do?
Oh. So more on your vacation. You and I were texting during the week, and while you were headed to Kansas, I was like, hey, you guys making good time? How's it going? So your truck decided to start falling apart.
Okay, well, yeah. So let's start with the fact that we decided to stop halfway. We left Friday afternoon after work. And
it's a good 10 or 12 hours minimum.
Yes.
So you didn't want to get there in the middle of the night.
We were towing a Jeep.
Right.
So it took a little longer. And so we stop at the hotel. And, you know, when you pull up to the hotel and you check in, you can park underneath that, like, covered entrance.
Right.
Okay, so that's where we parked with the trailer and everything. And because we didn't know if they had it, we didn't have reservations. We were stopping to see if they had a room available. So I go in, and yes, they've got a room. Good. So we go out to, we had turned the car off, go out to park the car. Well, the truck won't start. And I was like, are you serious? Like, so now what do we do? So go in to see if they have, you know, we had jumper cables, but we needed a car to help
right.
us jump
it. You can't
it.
Jump yourself.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, the Jeep we were towing doesn't work either.
Right. So not like you could have just jumped off that.
Yeah. So we got a jump, and that all worked out. And then,
okay, now I got to stop you there. The mechanic in me would tell you there is no reason that you should have to jumpstart a vehicle you've just been driving for hours.
Oh,
and hours
I know.
And hours.
I know some things too. So I knew that that was not normal.
But I love but what how was y'all I just. Do? I love how y'all just went. Let's go to bed. It'll work in the morning.
No, that's not the way it worked. Actually, we pulled in, we parked, and the people that jumped us were staying in the hotel.
Okay,
and so we go to get something to eat. And then we come back, try to start the car again, and it doesn't start.
Okay. So, I thought that this was the next morning.
No.
Okay.
And so at that point, we call AAA. AAA comes out, and he just puts the battery charger thing on it. He was like, okay, just let it run. You know, maybe you just didn't let it run long enough last time. Okay. So we did. We let it run for a long time. And at this point, it's like 10:30 at night.
Oh.
And so we let it run, and he's gone. I mean, he left. He was like, see ya. And so we turn it off, try to turn it back on, and it won't turn back on. Call him back. We're like, hey, you know, you guys were just here. And they said, well, we said, we need a battery. You know, we need that because that's a service they do. They provide batteries.
Right.
So they said, well, we don't have anybody that can come out this late to bring you a battery.
And the guy that did that and took off and left you was headed home and doesn't care.
Yeah, probably not. So, I mean, and no, nothing bad against them. I mean, he did what he was called to do.
It is what it is.
You know, and so we said, well, it's okay because we're in a hotel. We don't need it until tomorrow morning. So, we... We just locked up the car and
we go night night.
She says, well, we can tow you. And I was like, no, we don't need to be towed. Yeah. She said, we could tow you to a, you know, some shop. And I was like, no, we are towing. You're going to have to tow a tow. And no, we just need a battery. So they come early the next morning and
I need a mechanic and two tow trucks.
They replace the battery and we're good. And then it was good.
That's phase one of something breaking on your truck on the trip. And
yes.
We'll get back into the rest of that story later. Whew. You definitely have to stay tuned. But it was still a great trip.
It was.
It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. So you're on vacation last week. You went to Kansas. You towed your brother-in-law's Jeep out to him.
Mm-hmm.
You had a battery that went bad. You got the battery fixed. And then... what happened?
Then we got the battery fixed on Saturday morning, halfway through our trip, and we turned the car on, and there's no air conditioning in the front.
And it's not just that there's no air conditioning. What do you have in place of
it
that?
It is blow. Okay, we turned the unit completely off, and it continues to blow hot air.
And I mean, there's no fan on. There's no motor on. There should be nothing coming out of the vent at all.
Nothing. It was coming.
heat.
It was coming through the defrost vent on the dashboard, coming through the air vents that, you know, normal air vents and the foot vents. So
everywhere.
It is just blowing on me and Gary.
And this is in a Yukon.
Yes. And the girls have their own unit in the back. It's working fine. Totally fine. They're like, hey, we got air. We're good. And so they're blowing some on us from some of the vents. So we had to ride with the windows open. Thank goodness the temperature was really nice. It was upper 70s. And so we're driving along. We're like, this is okay. You know,
now, what did you do to stop the heat, though? I love your side of the road repair you came up with.
I took paper and I put it over the vents that were blowing on me. And I stuck it in there so that the heat wouldn't come out on me. And then I shoved a blanket on the floor, and so that at least blocked it from my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't do that on Gary's side because he was driving.
Yeah, so, there's a whole gas pedal in the
way. Yeah, you know, the brake and everything. So I didn't want to do that for him. So then, we're just driving along, and it's okay. It's tolerable. I mean, it's not ideal. So I just kept laughing. Because I thought I'm either going to laugh or cry because we have hours left in this car. So keep laughing. And then they're laughing because I'm laughing. They couldn't stop laughing. And so then it started raining, pouring down rain.
Had to roll the windows up.
Sort of. So
now you're in a humid heat box.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my goodness. And so, I mean, there's nothing. We tried everything we could think of to stop the heat from blowing out. Well, it was an actuator problem. I've learned a lot about cars. I watched some YouTube videos. I was texting with my dad, who's a mechanic, and you know, so it was like, yeah, okay. There was nothing we could do unless we would have stopped, but we had a goal. We were going to get there. So we got there. We did stop and buy some fans that we could plug into the USB.
And it just blew hot air on.
All it did was blow hot air. It made it worse. I was like, forget that. I threw that thing in the back. So we got there.
Ultimately, you fixed it. After trial and error and a couple of different things.
Once we got to Gary's parents' house, we got off the interstate, then the air started working. Are you kidding me? Like, what? Like, hours the air wasn't working. Pull off the interstate, and it's like, cool air. What? How does that happen? So anyway, we watched some YouTube videos, and Gary and I together fixed it. So
really did fix it.
Really fixed it. And it has been working, and it's been fine since.
It did need a reset, and maybe somebody had fixed it before and didn't fix it right because all the screws weren't in it.
Yeah. But I learned a lot. You know, we were able to do it ourselves. We didn't have to bring it to a mechanic, and I feel like we accomplished something.
Well, you didn't kill each other.
No, we didn't.
That's fantastic. So,
we worked well together. Whew.
They'd have found my body buried in a shallow grave in Kansas if I'd have been on a trip with my family. That's it. We're done with Dad, and we're done with this heat. Impossible questions on the way next. I'm glad you're back. What a vacation.